Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live, mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy, because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome to Life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life and Life Coaching, where I am helping all push past you. I'm your host, Michelle E. Alford, wearing my life coaching hat today, but many of you know me as Poetic Energy. Today is a wonderful day to be able to help someone else hopefully get past a point of yield in their lives. Today we're going to be talking about how to heal a broken heart. I'm just going to give you some pointers for some steps and just give you some positive affirmations to focus on in our lives. Love is one of the most talked about and one of the most thought about things out there today. And so many people struggle with just mastering being in a great relationship. So today I want to help, you know, all of the many of you who are under the sound of my voice, just learn how to approach love in a different manner so that you're able to receive love the way you desire to have love. I'm going to start off by reading a poem. It's been various shows in the past where I used to either start off with an affirmation or pick a poem from somebody out there in Cyber World or some book that I've read. And I happened to run across a poem that kind of coincides with my topic of discussion today or it serves as an aid to my discussion today. It's a poem entitled The Beauty of True Love by Danny Blackburn. And I want to say thank you, Danny, for making your poetry available on the World Wide Web. And we certainly definitely want to give credit to whom credit due for such a beautiful, lovely poem. And I'm going to read that poem and just kind of go back and forth with talking with it or, you know, with regards to our topic today. Here you go. If the beauty of love is like a rose, it would be something that I would not need. The beauty of true love is that it is warmth, kindness, and devotion. It is powerful for all the world to see. If the beauty of love was like the sun, it would have warmth, but days turn to night. The beauty of true love is that it is everlasting. Into your life, you will always have a beautiful light. If the beauty of love was like the moon so bright, realize it shines for only a night. The beauty of true love is that it's once it is found, it is there to shine every night of your life. If the beauty of love was like the snow, beautiful and so pure, but it melts away, the beauty of true love is that once it's found, it remains so beautiful, so pure for all your days. The beauty of true love is that it is a promise of devotion, this commitment that brings forth kind and gentle emotions. The beauty of true love is you, my wife, the blessing you are to our lives. My love for you is true, committed, and will never falter or waver. I will ensure you feel blessed and have a gentle life, one that you will favor. When I saw this poem, it was just so beautiful, you know, and as you can tell in one of the few verses toward the end, he was obviously writing this for his wife. But this is how a man should feel about a woman that he has in his life. And we're going to talk about that, get away from the poem for a minute, and then we'll come back to it. But my main goal is to help many of you who are going through the experience of a broken relationship to heal past that point so that you're able to receive the love that you so desire. Because a lot of times our hearts, you know, we can love so hard and so strong and so long that a person that you know, we had in our lives, and then when that relationship becomes broken, we stay there in that one position wondering why, what went wrong with this person, and at the same time you're not realizing you're keeping love from entering back into your life because you're still dwelling on those things of the past, or those past hurts, those past pains, still wondering in your mind why you are unable to receive love because you're blocking your own love. All right, one of the first steps is when you experience a broken heart, a lot of times many of us have gone through our lives and have been in relationships where the relationships just didn't work out for one reason or the other. It doesn't always have to be on bad terms that relationships break up, but sometimes it's just, you know, we outgrow the person that we're with. We grow to a certain point where we begin to walk on different paths, and that is just the process of life. And you have to be able to accept that, because as people progress in their own lives, their partners have to be on their same level or it will not work. I'm reminded of the scriptures says that, you know, you shouldn't be unequally yoked. And that scripture definitely has a more in-depth meaning than what so many people realize it does have. You could be unequally yoked with your status in life. You know, you could be here and your partner could be there, and it becomes a strain because your partner may see that you're progressing and they're staying stagnant, and that presents an issue in the relationship because there's no progression in the other person. We all progress in our own ways and in our different times, but if there's absolutely no progression and you're progressing in your relationship, that could potentially definitely be an issue in a relationship. So you got to know how to look at those things. A lot of times people feel like it's just because the person wants someone else, and it's not always that. It's not always another person involved. It can be something as simple as this, you know, I need to, that person no longer adding to it the quality of this person's life or your life, or, you know, you're just in different places. But healing past a broken heart, I'm reminded of, you know, a friend of mine years ago who went through a broken relationship and who cried for days, and myself and some others, you know, provided her with some comfort by just trying to be there and listening to her pour out her heart. But one of the things, as I recall, you know, as a young girl, you don't really always have all the answers, and your wisdom is much different when you actually begin to live life yourself. But as I reflect back on the situation that she was involved in, this person wanted to be with her and another person, but ultimately, when he was found out, he chose the other person to remain, you know, in a relationship with. So that in itself can be definitely heartbreaking, and can propel a person into a deep depression. And, you know, at that time, you know, being that young, being in, you know, a teenager, that is a lot to carry as a teenager, to be depressed over a relationship when you have your whole life to live. But nevertheless, it was a you know, it happened, and she was put in, you know, she went into a deep depression. But one of the things that, as I reflect back on that, had, you know, the wisdom that I have now, I would have told her to allow herself to heal by and allow herself to eliminate those things that remind her of him, just begin to dismiss, take those things or strip those things from her life. You have to remove yourself from that individual emotionally, spiritually, and physically. You can't dwell on what you had or what you didn't have because you no longer have it. Whatever you had with this person, you no longer have it. So you have to gradually allow yourself to, you know, heal past that and begin to allow yourself to rid yourself of those emotions from this person. And the only way to do that is to begin to be honest with yourself first. Begin to set aside time for you to just have time for yourself. Allow yourself to get involved with doing things that you love. Because if you're doing things that you love, it's very easy to forget about those things that cause you pain. So my first step would be to, if you experience a broken heart, get yourself to a point where you're giving yourself time. Instead of emotionally spending your time thinking on this person, about this person, to redirect that same energy and those same emotions and involve yourself in something that you love doing. If you love writing, begin to write and pour those emotions into that writing. If you love working with children, volunteer with some organization that involves children. If you love working with seniors, involve yourself in something that involves working with seniors. You know, you get the picture that you have to redirect those emotions and allow yourself to put them into something that's positive for you. And you will be surprised that how much that you will be begin to heal and release that person from your life totally. This is one of the things that, you know, it's important for as a woman. I don't like to see other women go through the changes of, you know, being in a broken relationship. We all desire to have love. We all desire to have love in its purest form. But there are things that we must do and we have to do in order to attain those things. And definitely is making sure that we are not emotionally tied to someone from our past. But that is step number one. Give yourself time to yourself some time. Put aside some me time. Get yourself involved with definitely with something that you love doing, not something that you. I mean, well, I'll do this just to get over it. But you have to absolutely love, because when you're doing something that you love, I mean love, then, you know, you stay focused on that. It begins to rejuvenate happiness in you when you involve yourself in something that you love doing. One of the other steps that I want to share with you, after you've gone through a broken heart, what you need to do, number two. Now, you cannot totally erase everything about this person, because obviously if you're with the person, you should share some good memories of this person. But for the most part, to eliminate, you have to eliminate to the point where you're able to not think about this person, where it becomes no longer painful to think about this person. So in essence, you really just truly have to let memories, that the memories of the past with this person go. And if should it surface, resurface, you know, later time, you'll be at a better place in your life where you can say, well, you did have some good times, it just didn't work. So you have to allow yourself to erase those things of the past of this person. And it may start with you having to get rid of things that that connect you with that person, because otherwise you'll continually have memories of this person. And without trying to, you know, take the necessary steps to heal yourself mentally, it'll keep you in a deep set emotional state because you're always coming in contact with things about this person relative to this person. So definitely you have to begin the process of erasing everything about this person, or, you know, erasing all of those things that emotionally tie you to this person so that you're allowed to be able to heal in those moments and in those hours of healing. Because otherwise the effect will keep you, you think you're over this person, but keeping yourself emotionally tied, whether it be with pictures, whether it be with gifts, whether it be, and I'm saying that this is a personal choice of yours. I'm just giving you advice as to things that, can get you in the mode of healing. Because certainly, you may not want to give back, you may not want to get rid of a diamond ring, but, there's an alternative to that. You can exchange it for something else because obviously a diamond ring has value. So it's a lot of things that you can do that, that's rational, that uses rational, as long as you're using rational thinking to begin to erase those things about that person from your past. Otherwise, if you hold on to that, it'll brew, and you'll carry those emotional feelings and those emotional hurts and pains that you dealt with in this relationship into a new relationship, and then you're already setting yourself up for failure. So this is not what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to help you heal from a broken heart. So I want to go into go back to the poem I read earlier, The Beauty of True Love. One of the things, even when we're going through a period of being our hearts being broken, sometimes we allow ourselves to detach ourselves from the beauty and purity of really grasping onto true love. Sometimes when we go through a broken heart, really the relationship that we were in, we caused it on our, we caused ourselves to be in a relationship that wasn't good for us in the first place. But reading this poem, The Beauty of true love is a certain dynamic in true love. There are certain things that, just the mere fact of love will not do for you with regards to love if it's not true. Because some people love, they can give you a replica of love, and a replica, that means it's fake, not real, just in case you didn't know the definition of that. But sometimes people can give you a replica of love. Somebody can think that they really want to love you, but it's all for the wrong reasons. They could be with you for status. They could be with you because you're gorgeous, or you're financially stable, and they want to be with somebody with the money, or they could be with you because, it could be a number of reasons that a person chooses to love you, but they're not truly in love with you. And so many people talk about that, and think there isn't a difference, but it truly is. It truly is a difference between a person loving you and being in love with you. Because a person that loves you, I wrote a poem in my Poetic Energy Lit that a person that loves you can love you today and not love you tomorrow and can easily walk away without a problem. But a person that is in love with you, and if you're having, some turbulence in your relationship, it's a different process. You can't, it's just something that does not allow that person just to walk away. It doesn't. It's something in that person that says, I want to do everything that within the fibers of my being to make this work. When you're in love with a person, it's just like you do not see all of their faults. It's just something divinely connected with that person that it makes you want to love that person. And it doesn't matter that Sally Sue or Billy Bob or any of those people come in your presence, how gorgeous they are, any of those things, how awesome or wonderful they are. When you're truly in love with a person, nothing else really matters. But when a person loves you, they can be removed from your life just by they have a wayward type of spirit that you know, they can love you today and say, well, hey, it's not going to work out. They can just easily throw up their hands and, you know, it was good while it lasted, you know, kind of thing. And this is like, wow, you know, is that, that's why a lot of people say love hurts. And, you know, I'm inclined to believe that love does hurt because when you just put the essence of just love in itself by itself and nothing else, and then, yes, it can hurt. But when true love is involved, yeah, you may get a few pricks and stings, but something about being truly in love, when the both of you are going through some things in the relationship, it's just something about the relationship that automatically allows it to gel back together. Everything meshes. You know, you can have a disagreement, and then in just in that same breath, it's like, you know, we thought about it. It's not even worth it. Let's pull this all together. Let's not go to sleep angry at one another, but let's pull this all together because I love you and you love me. And it's just, you know, it's just about you and me, honey. And that's the difference. That's the essence of true love. It's just, you know, I don't care how many pricks and bruises and you know, disagreements you have. It's just, it's something that you just want to fight for, no, don't want to give up on. You just can't. You have everything within you you use to keep it together. But a person that love you, you know, you might not get that same commitment. But, you know, in this poem, it says, if the beauty of love was like the sun, it would have warmth, but day turns to night. The beauty of true love is that it is everlasting into your life. You will always have a beautiful light. Now, if you just break down the dynamics of that particular line, verse, get what this person is saying, the warmth, you know, the warmth of the sun, yeah, the beauty of love, you know, having the sun shining and everybody's smiling. But you know what? At the end of the day, the sun goes down. And, you know, if you get that, you know, at the end of the day, the sun goes down when a person just loves you. But he says in the second verse, the beauty of true love is that it's everlasting into your life. You will always have a beautiful life. When I read this poem, I was like, you know what, I have to have this poem to help people to get past that broken heart and to help them understand the dynamics between being someone loving you and someone being in love with you. Because so many people toy around with these emotions and don't understand the difference between the two and don't understand the powerful dynamics between the two. It's just so far in between that there is just when a person says that they love me, you know, and the natural response is to say I love you back. But if someone tells me that they're in love with me, they will have my full attention, because that is saying something totally different, and not just them saying it, but their actions are showing me that they're truly in love with me. You know, true love has an action behind love. It can just be verbal and really have nothing behind it. You know, a person can say, I love you, and, you know, and you're going through all the motions and things of that nature, and something occurs in your a little turbulence occur in the relationship, and this person may respond to you like, well, you should know that I love you. That right there, that is a cop-out comment, if I do say so myself. You should never, never, ever, ever, ever assume that a person knows that you love them. Because if you never express it, you never put any actions behind it, and just because you're together and in a relationship, you know, just because you're with a person, that don't mean that you're in a loving relationship. That doesn't mean that, because sometimes, like I said earlier, sometimes people are in relationships for totally different reasons, and you're actually robbing yourself of being able to
connect with true love because you're allowing yourself to be in a relationship that you're accepting of or tolerating with, rather than allowing yourself to be at your happiest in a relationship. Because a relationship between two people, both of you should be definitely happy with who you're with, spending time with that person, expressing love, consistently, not ashamed to let other people know that you love this person and you're in love with this person. And it's something, really powerful to be said about that. I know that, and this may be, I'm going to get off subject just a little bit, but it's still kind of on subject. You could be in a relationship with somebody, perhaps a celebrity or something, or celebrity figure, or somebody that is, well, often, that's highly known. And even in that particular situation, you should maintain a certain level of privacy because there is a different dynamics with dealing with a relationship with a person that is highly that's really exposed into the media or really is a high figure that is deemed as a celebrity. It comes a time where you may want to keep your relationship more on a private level. However, because of just personal attack or whatever. But however, even if that person is you're in a position where you're with someone that's very successful and that's just really recognized out there in society, even still, they should want to share and let people know that they are with you and that they are truly in love with you. Because I would venture to say a person that wants to hide you is a strong possibility that they're not truly in love with you. They may love you, but they may not truly be in love with you. Because there's something, about the dynamics of being truly in love with a person. It's like something that you want to scream from the mountaintop, and it's a natural response. It's not something that you can totally control. And I'm not saying that you have to do it every day, all day, but it's a natural response where people will want others to know that I am with this person and I am in love with this person and I want the whole wide world to know this. But typically, it's really kind of hard to expound on that because it depends on who the person is and what they stand for and all of those kind of things. But if you truly are in love with a person, you will not hide them from, you will not hide the fact that you're together. You will not hide the fact that you will highly honor this person and you'll be grateful about it. And it's just really ways of knowing how a person, or man or woman, how a person really truly feels about you. And if even if you're apart from the person that you love, true love is something about true love that when people know that the two of you are not together, they know your love is still strong and still tight because of the presence that, the stand that you make for your relationship outside of the presence of your partner. So those are some of the dynamics, some of the things that you should really consider when you're looking or involved with relationships to kind of keep you from going on that path of experiencing a broken heart. Because from the beginning, if a person is trying to hide you, then, that should kind of raise up a red flag right there. But in wisdom, you have to deal with all things accordingly. It could be a reason, and sometimes there will be an occasion where it may be best that relationships are kept private just for your safety or just because of to eliminate personal attack, especially if you're married to somebody, a singer or, an actor or something like that. Of course, because there are ruthless people out there who will go after some of you are why you're married, but when you're not married, there are people to know that if you're with this person and they don't think you should be with that person, they will definitely go after that person. sometimes in most instances, it's probably a good idea to keep your relationship private, but not to the point where people don't know that the two of you are together. All right, getting back on track. But, you know, those are some of the identifying marks of true love, between true love and just somebody loving you, because there's something about them having the need to express that love openly and with great wisdom that they do that, and people know that outside of you guys being together. All right, let me go back to the second step of we had suggested. We said, you know, the second step was to allow yourself to begin to rid yourself of some of those things that remind you of that past relationship so that you're able to move forward. But step number three, how to heal from a broken heart. Step number three, look at the brighter side of the breakup. Think, you know, it was the best thing that happened for you. You have to, you know, convince yourself this was the best thing that happened, because nothing happens by chance and all things happen for a reason. We think that sometimes, especially if you are a spiritually inclined person, you got to know that if you want to say the universe or the all, I say the almighty, if you want to, you know, whatever God that you serve, you have to know that higher power works on your behalf, and especially if you're saying, you're consistently saying that I want a happy relationship. That's the point of being in a relationship. You want to be happy with the person that you're with. So when you have these relationships that break up and it seems appears to be for no apparent reason, you have to know that there is something much greater that awaits you. Because if you don't, you'll feel like if you make yourself believe that this is the best, that person was the best that you could do, that's what you will believe and that's what you will affirm in your life, and you will not allow anybody else to come into your life that would truly love you like you desire to be loved. We have to think about what we're doing to ourselves. You know, you're keeping yourself sometimes, and I'm not saying when your heart is broken that you shouldn't shed a few tears, because that's a natural process to do that. But the one thing about it is you do not want to stay in that position, because it takes you into a deeper disconnect from love. It takes you into a deeper emotional state of depression when you're constantly dwelling on, I do not have this person is no longer a part of my life. And that's where a lot of us are sometimes retreat into that place and don't know how to get from that place of here so we can heal. So this is what I'm telling you, you know, in order to heal from a broken heart, you have to, you know, allow that light to switch on and say, hey, you know what, this relationship ran its course. I had some good times. I had some bad times in this relationship. So obviously, the higher power, the Almighty Father, Yahweh, you know, Allah, whoever is the higher power that you serve, you got to know that your higher power is working on your behalf, because it's written that, you know, you have a good life. It's that the Almighty wants us to prosper in everything in our lives, and He wished for us to have good things, and so we have to allow those things to come up into our life, to be infused into our life, by allowing ourselves to break away from those things that keep us in position of in an emotional state of mind where we aren't able to receive love. So that's step number three. Just look at the brighter side of the breakup, and you know, there's always a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's all you have to do. You know, add a little humor. See, me, I'm the type of person, I've had my fair share of brokenness. For the most part, I have some really great relationships. But, you know, everybody has those times, because every relationship always leaves you, takes away from you. it takes a, you know, pieces of you, because you were in love with this person, or you loved this person, and you guys were in a relationship, and, you know, obviously shared things together. So it is emotionally difficult at times to move on, but you just have to. You have to, you know, get some, take a big girl pill or a big boy pill and just move on with your life. And you know, take the necessary steps to do that. I always provide, you know, have a little humor. That's why my life coach company is called Mia Happy. Because every time I think about how I even came up with that name, Mia Happy, it just, you know, invokes really more happiness into me. And, you know, when I do go through a difficult challenge or a difficult task in my life that I need to confront and deal with, I always revert to adding a little humor. And when I do that, it automatically takes me to a mode where I'm smiling or I'm infusing happiness back into my life, because I try to put humor in it. Staying in reality, you know, staying in, you know, keeping my reality intact that, you know, I need to deal with whatever the issue is. But, you know, at the same time, not allowing myself to be robbed of happiness while I'm going through this difficult time in my life with regards to a relationship. So I, you know, I allow myself to humor myself and to, you know, and invoke that happiness back into my life, and to also to put me in the right mindset so that I'm able to allow wisdom to take over and guide me into a better state of mind, you know, as far as being accepting of a new relationship or a new love into my life. So this is what we have to do. And number four, let me just go right to it. Number four, try to understand why you are upset about it. Understand that everything happens for a reason. Once you understand that everything happens for a reason, try to understand, you know, exactly what in this relationship went wrong, so that you can correct those issues before you even try to enter into a new relationship. This, I'm going to expound on this for a little bit. We're talking about how to heal a broken heart. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to heal before entering into another relationship. And guess what that does? When you enter into a new relationship without being healed from the previous one, you're already setting yourself up for another broken heart. Because guess what? You're still dealing with, if you haven't dealt with those emotions, every little thing that your new partner does is going to kind of overlap with those old issues that you were dealing with another partner. And guess what? You'll be finding yourself punishing a part of your current partner with things that were done from a previous partner. And then you, in the interim, you're making this person crazy because they're like, you know, what am I doing wrong? You know, I'm not doing this. And, you know, and sometimes things can begin to look like something that's not even there, because you're still holding on to excess baggage from a previous relationship. So I cannot stress this enough. Understand what went wrong in your past relationship. Deal with that. Don't let it linger on into a new relationship. Deal with that before you even enter or even think about going into a new relationship. Because this, the ultimate goal is that you want to be in a happy relationship. So you have to understand that you are the common person that's in a broken relationship. So you have to figure out and deal with what's going on with you before you can go into a new relationship thinking that you're going to be all this. A person cannot make you happy. They can join in with you and, you know, bring happiness to the table, combined with your happiness, and the both of you can be very happy together. But a person in itself cannot make you happy, because if you're not happy with yourself, even if you are with the happiest person in the world, it's not going to be an effective relationship, because that person is just like it's a half-whole situation, that person is bringing all the happiness and you're still wobbling in your past and hurts and pains. And so, you know, you can't be whole in a relationship if one of you is whole and one of you are not. So a person cannot make you happy, but they can unite with you in your own happiness. And that's the type of relationship you want to find yourself in, when you're happy with yourself alone, and then when someone else comes along, they're happy with themselves as well. And when you combine those two ingredients and those two dynamics of being two happy people, that makes for a very powerful and happy relationship. All right, we're going to take it. I just want to read my poem. This is one of my favorite poems that I've written in the Synchronized Ink anthology. It is something that I love to read because it speaks about love. It's a very, simple poem. But I love it because it speaks about love. There's something about this poem that just makes me smile. Doesn't have a lot of flowery fluff, but it just makes me smile every time I read it. So I'm going to read it to you very quickly. I am love, and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the coals of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it's filled with blood, love, blood stains. I am love, and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes. Before I wipe away the tears released from my own, in return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone. I am love, and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free. I just love that poem because it just brings out an energy. It exudes energy, the energy of love. And it's just like it seems like the energy of love just kind of multiplies in me every time I read that poem. But the reason why I wanted to read that poem, because it's so important for you to know and have love in yourself, allow love to exude from you. And in the midst of having a broken heart, when everything else is going not so right around you, when you exude love from your own heart, when you are able to pull love from within yourself and bring that out of you, you'll find yourself healing quickly from a broken heart because you know how to pull from that energy of love and bring it out and let that and wear love as your daily garment, as your cloak around you, as a halo around you. Every part of your body is just doused in love because you know the beauty and the intensity of love. So I wanted to share that poem because that is one of the things that you as an individual should know how to grab back and take hold of love when you've experienced going through a broken heart. Because if you allow someone else to rob you of all your love, you're unable to love yourself, and you definitely will not be able to be in a position to love someone else new until you find that love again within yourself. All right, we don't take I'm just gonna keep scrolling straight through because I'm enjoying talking about this topic. I appreciate all of you that are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of Life with Michelle of Me a Happy Life Coaching. And I am, of course, Michelle E. Alford, wearing my coaching hat today. And I am helping all push bells heal. And our topic today is how to heal a broken heart. How to heal from a broken heart. Okay, we're going to take number 5. Don't think about whose fault it was. I cannot stress this enough because at one time or another, everyone makes a mistake. Even if that person, and ladies, I know you're probably not going to agree with me on this, but I'm going to tell you why I feel this way. even if someone, you know, because most of the situations when people deal with broken hearts because someone was unfaithful in the relationship, even if he goes out on you and he cheats, there has to be something within your relationship that you have to identify, because the both of you are in this relationship, and you have to figure out what it is that you allow to contribute to the breakup in the relationship. And I'm not talking about the instance of infidelity, because that is totally on that person. And, you know, and I just want to strike that statement that most women make when that involve themselves with other people's men, is that, you know, if she was doing her job at home, then he wouldn't even have to go astray. No, you can't put that on the woman or sister who's in a relationship, because everybody is responsible for themselves, and then, you know, people do exactly what they want to do. Has nothing to do with the other person. It has nothing to do with, there's just some greedy people out there, but that's another topic. But you should never, you know, say something like that in a relationship, you know, when you feel like, oh, you know, I could take her man, or, you know, things of that nature. That's an improper way to handle that situation. But unfortunately, we do have people out there who feel real good about breaking up relationships. But really, if a man can be taken from another woman, then that man was, you know, really not into that first woman in the first place. He allowed himself to be in that position. And vice versa, women do the same. We do exactly what we want to do. But it's very important that you not point the fingers in a relationship. Because a lot of times it's not all about the infidelity in relationships that causes people to break up, even though the result of the friction that's going on in relationships, some people resort to getting involved with extramarital affairs or just affairs, period. But if in order for you to heal past your pain of the, you know, the breakup, you need to find out what you could have done differently in a relationship, what it is that you contributed to just the turbulence in the relationship. And I'm not just speaking specifically if it was a situation of infidelity. I'm talking about in the entire relationship, because it ultimately, people who go out and involve themselves in affairs, it's not necessarily because they really wanted to be in an affair with somebody. It's because they feel something, a disconnect in the current relationship that they're in. And, you know, it is just a process of life that people just resort to getting themselves involved with other people romantically rather than dealing with their issues. So this is why this is important, to deal with whatever the issue was with yourself, so you'll be able to identify, when I get into a new relationship, that I can start off fresh and anew and kind of combat dealing with certain things, because you should learn from the lessons that you've been afforded to come in contact with. You know, if there is a lesson to be learned, it should be learned in the errors that we make and the mistakes that we make. So this is definitely something that we should address and deal with accordingly. Don't point the finger at that person. Even if in the hearts of hearts that you truly believe that this person was the cause of the breakup, you have to know that it's something much more deeper than just this person being involved in an extramarital relationship or an affair. There is something else disconnected between the two of you that ultimately led to this person, you know, coming up to that. And it's not always a sexual thing. It could be so many that you can be emotionally detached from a person, spiritually detached from this person. So it could be a number of things that could lead a person up to saying, you know, I no longer, you know, I'm going to stray on my partner. So with that being said, you know, I'll definitely have to talk about that in another segment or show. All right, number six, do something quiet and relaxed to help you feel better. And I always talk about meditation. Meditation is definitely, it's you know what, there cannot be a price put on the strength and the power that you gain from meditating is just the ultimate release of anxiety, things that you're dealing with, allowing yourself to really just reflect on the beautiful thoughts, the beautiful things, and conversing with the higher power. You know, there is something phenomenal about that, just going through that experience. You can allow yourself to bathe yourself in, you know, some fine oil, just to really treat yourself and your spirit, nourish your spirit and your body. Meditate. You can read a book that's filled with positive affirmations or motivational quotation or something that's really just soothing, that relaxes your mind. And you know what I mean? You have to feed your mind, body, and spirit. Sometimes you just have to nourish yourself back to health so you can heal from that broken heart. You have to know it starts with you. You're going through that situation where your heart is broken. So that means that you have to nurture yourself back to health. It's just like having a plant that's beginning to wither because maybe a person wasn't watering it enough, and it begins to wilter and turn brown and all of those things. So if you don't take care of that plant and water it and nurture it or what have you, or give it plant food, guess what? It will wilt, begin to wilter, it ultimately die. So just the same aspect with yourself. If you are a person that is not nurturing yourself with, you know, while you're going through this broken heart, you would just wilter and die spiritually within yourself. So you have to use things to nurture yourself back to that happy state, nurture yourself back to an empowering state of mind, and nurture yourself, and again, by, you know, allowing yourself to bathe in fine oil, because it's something about smelling good. That's all I can tell you. It is something wonderful and awesome about being able to just relax and chill into a nice tub, bubble bath, or with fine oil. It's something phenomenal about just meditating on a higher power, you know, getting yourself into a place where everything is still. You're not answering any phones. You're not watching any TV. You're not answering no. You're not, you know, having people run in and out of your house. You're just in the state where you're quiet, or you can even incorporate that music. They have a lot of instrumental music or kind of deep meditation music, and I use a lot of that. But you will be surprised at how you can begin to just feel yourself. It's just like you're feeling yourself healing inside, you know, with the things that you've been going through. You'll begin to feel like everything is going to be all right. You have to affirm to yourself everything's going to be fine. I will get past my pain. I will heal past my pain and be ultimately push past, yield, and be able to accept a loving relationship into my life. All right, we're going to go very quickly because we are going to overtime. So if you are, I didn't open the switchboard because I prefer people to actually call in. You know, the number is 734-772-3197, but we are going to still be streaming. So if you are on the phone lines, remain on the phone lines, and you'll be able to hear me because I'm going to talk all the way until I give you all the steps. So we're going to take number 7. Another thing that you could do is to heal from a broken heart. Take an hour or two whenever you're ready. Start thinking about whether you are ready to accept the things that have gone on in that past relationship, and just throw away whatever it was. Put all those thoughts, emotions, everything in a pile, and say, "Hey, I'm ready to let it go." You have to bring yourself to that, be able to let it go and move on. And one of the ways of doing that, like we mentioned earlier, is writing all those emotions down. Whatever process you have to use, you can write it all down. And then once you feel like you've thrown it all, you put it all those emotions in a story or a piece of paper, you could do whatever, you know, you feel you need to. You got a fireplace burner, you know, that can be symbolic of just getting rid of it. Or if you live by a stream of water, you get the body of water, you can just throw it in the sea of forgiveness, you know, because once it's gone, it's gone. So you, whatever process you have to follow to get rid of it, you do that. But you can start by writing them all down, because symbolically, when you're writing, you're releasing those things. You're just releasing those emotions and putting them on paper, and that's, you're getting rid of those things. So allow yourself to do that. Allow yourself that moment. And I'm gonna be honest with you. It's not gonna take one night. It may not even take two nights. It may take you just some time. But allow yourself the time. As long as you're continuously getting rid of all of those emotional attachments, all of those hurt, the pain that you experience in a relationship. As long as you're getting rid of that. And until it's, you know, you feel that you're at a point that it's completely gone, and you completely want to put all your writings or whatever all in one place and just throw it away, burn it up, whatever. But do that, because, you know, that is definitely putting you in a position of healing. Number eight, if you are, go ahead, call them. I don't know necessarily. It just depends on whatever the situation, because you may need to talk to this person face-to-face, and not to ridicule them about what they did or anything, but to do this for yourself and let them know that you forgive them. Talk to them about what went wrong with the relationship and what went wrong, and let them know that you're not trying to get back in the relationship, but you needed to face this head on so that you could move on with your life. If you're in a position to be able, if it wasn't too hot and heavy where you couldn't, you feel like you could actually go to this person and you can have a rational conversation, a civilized conversation, then I would suggest that. But in some instances, it may not be in a position where you can feel like you can be civilized with that person. And again, at this point, you may want to write a letter as if you were talking to that person, and that's another form of just, you know, getting that particular piece of the emotion out of you all together so that you can allow yourself to move on in your life. All right, number nine. It, you know what, it really takes a lot of energy to, it takes a lot of energy to hold on to all of those emotions. That's why people have nervous breakdowns, they go through these emotional tantrums, they go through, you know, so many people go through so many things because they are bottling things up inside of them and not allowing themselves to exchange that emotion with love, the influx of love. So what I would say to you, once you've gone through steps 1 through 8, allow yourself to again, and you know, get yourself involved in doing loving things, things that you know, infuses love with back into you as an individual. Go through, allow yourself to make you know, changes within your life. And usually, we are spiritually knocked down when we experience a broken heart. So this will be a great time, and while you're single, single and unattached, to work on yourself spiritually. And I don't mean going to church. That's a religious process. But spiritually, allow yourself to reconnect with the higher power and, you know, again, with meditation through prayer, the reading of scriptures, reading of positive affirmations. Allow, you know, there is just inviting a great ambiance into your home by, you know, lighting, you know, scented candles. There's just a lot of things that you could do to invite the positive energy back into your life. And also, in this entire experience, make sure that while you're finding yourself healing, make sure you're letting go of insecurities or jealousies that, you know, address those issues in your life, because a lot of times if we experience a broken heart from a relationship that was broken up because of infidelity, then we, you know, somehow take on that spirit of jealousy. So when you go into a new relationship and you find yourself, your partner just being friendly or talking to someone of the opposite sex, if you don't deal with the emotion of jealousy
or insecurities while in the period of healing, then you can, you know, ultimately, again, cause your future relationship to have strength because of the insecurities and the jealousies that you were dealing with in your previous relationship. So allow yourself, even if you don't feel like you're insecure or jealous, allow yourself to at least entertain the fact that, you know, that could come up and deal with that by, you know, healing yourself again, you know, engaging in more spiritual practices of meditation, prayer, and again, even, you know, walking by bodies of water, that, you know, even, you know, you may be in an urban neighborhood, but, you know, definitely, if you drive a little bit, you could find a nice body or of water where you can walk by and just inhale and just, you know, and exhale and relax and, you know, and just pull back into that natural energy out there. And again, you know, propelling you into a healthy state of mind, and ultimately in a happy life again with yourself first, and then allowing yourself to invite another happy person to unite with you in happiness. All right, number 10. Again, we were talking about writing things down. You know, one of the most powerful things, and another reason why I wanted to read poetry things, because I absolutely love poetry, and I am so honored and blessed and grateful that the Almighty blessed me to be a poet that can express with words and just really paint a picture that, you know, expresses deeply. And it's something about being able to express your words in such a way where you can express it, where you know, you can make a person feel exactly what you're feeling on the inside in the form of words. Because sometimes, you know, in your natural conversation, you may not be able to say it, but if you're a poet, it's something about when you combine and conjoin words together to make it flow in such a way, because we can, as poets, we can write with metaphors, and we're able to use the sun and the moon and the water flowing just to come up with something that's so deeply expressed that it'll make a person say, "Woo, I feel that." You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's poetry allows for you to infuse happiness back into your life. So, you know, that, again, we write from pain. You know, a lot of things people, you know, cringe over going through pain and brokenness. But you know what? You have to remind yourself, a weeping man do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And not only that, if you know, there's a fountain of happiness that comes from a pool of pain. You know, you can, wow, you know, it's just something about when you've experienced pain and hurt, that when you allow yourself to begin to heal, you begin to feel this feeling of being victorious springs up like a river in your spirit, in your soul, and you just, it's just something that propels you into this happy, happy existence. And I am one to tell you, and I can testify to that today, that, you know, it's just, you know, I have been experiencing just this influx of beautiful sleep, wonder, you know, just kind of be resting in the coals of happiness. It's because I'm inviting those type of things in my life, because I truly want to be a happy person that shares my happiness with another happy person. I'm intentionally being the way that I am because I definitely want to give my future partner all of me and be able to bring happiness into his life, as well as him bringing it into my life, and that we can share happiness together. Because if the both of us are on that same level of wanting to be in a happy and loving relationship, and we come in with that, guess what? We're going to dwell with that, you know, throughout eternity, because we've already prepared ourselves prior to entering into a relationship. And this is one of the things that I practice daily. You know, and that's not to say that we not will not go through challenges, because I'm not perfect and I'm sure he will not be perfect. But the thing is that we will be truly, we will be happy people truly in love with one another, being able to deal with all the circumstances that come our way, and we will mesh right back together even when we have strain, because we've already learned from previous relationships, you know, that we can be happy. We do not have to stay emotionally attached to that hurt and pain, but we can emotionally be healed and move on with our lives and live happy here on earth. We don't have to wait until, you know, other people say until we go into the afterlife. You don't have to wait for that. You could have happiness right now. And that's what I aim to. I will have happiness in my future relationship. My future partner will be someone that that is already happy with himself, with life, with where he's going, where he's doing, where he's at in this life. And the same thing, I prepare myself for that same process so that we could complement one another's happiness together. All right. But, yeah, definitely use poetry, painting, singing, dancing. Do whatever it takes to allow you to transform your pain into something productive. I cannot say that enough. You have to, you know, you have to transform. Transform. Look that word up. Transform your pain into something productive, you know, because otherwise you will stay in that same position. And you will remain broken in your spirit, broken in your mind. You won't be able to receive a new love in your life properly. I'll say properly, because you can receive somebody that's a mess. And that's another thing, you know, we all track that type of person who's going through that same thing. And both of you, once you unite together, you'll be miserable together, because you attract what you are. You know, if you're a happy person, you're going to attract another happy person. If you're a beautiful person, you're going to attract a beautiful person. And I don't mean just the physical looks, but I mean inside and out. And if you are a well put together or put together person, you're going to attract that too. So allow yourself to do that. Heal the past, your pain. Allow yourself to heal past your pain, because I'm definitely here to help you push past, heal. That's all I'm looking to do. All right. Number 11, move on. When you feel you are ready to open your heart again, find someone else to be with, but not a moment before, because if you are not open, you know, really truly prepared to receive someone else in your life, guess what? You're headed for another broken situation, another broken relationship. So, again, I can't stress it. The number one thing to heal past your broken heart is give yourself time. Don't move on to something new until you've given yourself time to heal. I cannot say that enough. And one other thing I want to say, number 12, and we're going to wrap it up after this. Allow yourself to smile. There is something dynamic about smiling. Even if you don't feel like you have something to smile about, one thing about healing yourself is that, and finding little things that influx and infuses a bit of happiness back into your life. I can't even tell you, when you're smiling, even if you're feeling pain on the inside, when you allow yourself to smile, it's just like an influx of energy comes through your body, and just because of that smile, you begin to light up your spirit. It begins to infuse happiness back into your life just by smiling. One of the simple things to do in life, because you know frowning drains the energy out of you, but smiling infuses the energy back into you. And if you do it enough, and you wear that smile daily, I can promise you, I can promise you, you will always want to smile because it makes you feel wonderful on the inside. People see you smiling, and even especially if you have a gorgeous smile, people, it's just the, you know, a compliment from a smile just means a lot, and it can mean so much in a person's day. So allow yourself to smile, even if you still feel like, you know, oh, I'm aching, I'm hurting, I'm paining. Why did he do this to me? Why did she do this? Allow yourself to smile and kind of allow yourself to gaze in awe and just begin to smile and just thank the Almighty, the higher power, just for life. Just begin to change those thoughts of dwelling on this person and in this relationship going wrong. Smile and allow yourself every day to say, I am thankful for just a brand new day. I am thankful for the love that the higher power gives me. I am thankful for the opportunity I am afforded to change my life each and every day. Just begin to say those things, and you exchange that negative, those negative thoughts, that negative hurtful past with an influx of love and positive energy. And I'm going to read a few affirmations before we wrap the show up this evening. These are some love affirmations, and if you find yourself that in the position of healing from a broken heart, and use some of those steps that we have given you today, but also add within that some affirmations so you can welcome love back into your life. And here are a few affirmations. These affirmations are just an exchange of words, a few lines, few words, but they are very powerful and very impacting if you definitely allow them to become part of your conversation or your daily inflection of words. So let's share a couple with you. You may want to write a couple of them down, or maybe listen to the playback a couple of times until you hear them, but I'll share them with you. One is, and this one you should put your name in front. So I'm going to do this like this. Michelle is the one that I truly love. And she returns to me, and he returns to me with open arms and mountains of love. So whomever, you're inviting a new partner in your life, you desire to have a new partner in life, and you say, you speak to yourself, Michelle is the one I truly love, and he returns to me with open arms and mountains of love. So that person that you're desiring, that, you know, I desire my partner for him to return to me with open arms and mouths of love. So you can say that affirmation, or here's one. It is easy for me to express love, and in return, it is easily expressed back to me. Sometimes it's difficult for people to express love. Therefore, their communication of love is kind of broken and causes a strain in a relationship. But if you allow yourself to become open to love and expressing it more, you'll get it in return. So this is a good affirmation for that. If you have a difficult time with truly expressing love, but you know that you do love a person, begin to tell yourself, it is easy for me to express love, and in return, it is easily expressed back to me. And then the third one, I follow God's example of true love. And in this, you can use God, Yahweh, Yah, Allah, whoever your higher power is, I follow the example of true love. The next one, I am open to receiving love from the perfect man or woman for me. All right, if you're a man, you say woman. If you're female, you say man. So I am open to receiving love from the perfect man for me. And it doesn't mean that person is going to be perfect, but he's perfectly made for you, or he's just right for you. All right, and here's another one where you would insert your name. Michelle is deeply and passionately in love with me as I am with him or her. So if you have a person in mind, I kind of will or will not go with this one a little bit because, you know, I believe that love happens naturally and that you should mesh with a person. I think people are divinely put together. True love, I believe true love is divinely put together. I will say that. And so I will just wait for the partner find myself doing it, what it is that I do, and keep doing that, and allow myself to be united with my partner at the right place and at the right time, because I do believe I soon will be united with my partner, my life partner. And here's another affirmation. I am attracting emotionally available partners to my loving and giving spirit. Okay? That is very important, available partners, because sometimes people want other people that, you know, other people are already there that are already connected. But, again, that is something that is, you know, because it is very possible that you're supposed to be with somebody that is connected, not married, but connected with another person. But again, if that's meant to be anything, any two people that are meant to be together and they are divinely meant to be together, I don't care whatever situation that they're in, if you allow the higher power to work, then those two people will be together because, you know, again, whom God puts together, nobody can take up, you know, take them apart, you know, or break them apart. It's something about divine order. You could think you're supposed to be with a person and necessarily not supposed to be with them. Even if they feel right, they may be on the same level that you are. They may be, you know, gorgeous like you want them. You know, they could be just a good person. But it still could be, you could be with a, there could be a good person, it could still be the wrong person for you. So that's very important to know that even if you, there has to be a deeper spiritual connection, not a religious connection. And sometimes people find that out a little bit later. They get married to these people who are generally good people, but they were not meant to be together and they were not spiritually conjoined together, but just off the mere fact of, you know, a common attraction. And so those relationships are not normally lasting because it was built on a different type of foundation. Unfortunately, that's how life is. All right, another affirmation that before we go, love is attracted to me and I am attracted to love. I attract love so easily that my phone is ringing off the hook for dates. That one, you know, that one I shared, but, you know, I wouldn't necessarily want my phone ringing off the hook anymore. You know, sometimes when you go through those motions, you've been there, you've done that kind of thing. I'm at a different point in my life where, I don't need my phone to ring off the hook for dates any longer because sometimes you just get beyond that point of, all of that, you know, you go through that when you're 20, you know, things of that nature. So I'm not so sure about that affirmation, but I shared it. Two more to go. I am ready to love again, and I welcome love with open arms. So if you experience a broken heart, you've gone through the steps of healing, allowing yourself to heal and giving yourself time to heal, begin to say to yourself, affirm to yourself, I am ready to love again, and I welcome love with open arms. And this is something that, you know, you need to affirm into your life and so that you can welcome love into your life. I clearly see myself in love with the man of my dreams. Now, I like that one because I do. I clearly see myself in love with the man of my dreams. And he's not just the man of my dreams, but he's the man that's spiritually connected to me divinely. You know, it's just, and that's my affirmation that we are more than a part of one another's dreams, but we are spiritually united and connected. So those are the affirmations that I wanted to share with you before we end the show. And I just wanted to remind you, allow yourself to heal past your pain. You do not have to remain in a broken state. There is love waiting for you. You can have love. Love is for you. Love should be you. Affirm those things in your life and allow yourself to push past yield in your life, because this is my main focus is to help people push past yield in their lives, whatever it is that they may be experiencing, is my job as a life coach to help you get past those points in your life. And I just want to make a quick announcement. We are just doing wonderful, you know, things in the community. I'm doing a 90-day community challenge with my women's group at the YWCA. We got every Tuesday night. I'm there from 7 to 9 at the YWCA in Eastern Michigan. So if you're able to exercise with us, we cater to the plus-size divas, but we certainly welcome all women who are willing to help us all push past yield. And if you think you might be interested in RSVPing, it's $3 per session. And you can dial 734-288-7189, RSVP, for a spot to come and join us in exercising. The 90-day challenge will be a challenge that will go on every 90 days. We will repeat the challenge until we all reach our weight loss goals. Some is going to take a year. Some may take a year and a half, but we will continue. Because I'm a plus-size diva, and I am definitely working on losing the weight so that I can allow myself to unite with my partner in the best form, in the best package ever. And I'm doing that for myself, not for my partner, you know, for my partner, but I want to do that for myself, you know, you know, this is something that, you know, we as women, we want to do for ourselves and do it well. And I'm doing it while I'm a single woman so that when I do meet my future partner, that, you know, that will be something that I won't even have to even consider or think about, you know, just maintain who I am as an individual. So with all that being said, I want to thank everyone that tuned in to the show this evening. Thank you for tuning in to Life with Michelle E. Alper of Mia Happy Life Coaching. We certainly appreciate your support and presence here on the show. Again, if you think you may have needs of life coaching, we've coached people into writing books. We've coached people into greater relationships. We, you know, coach people spiritually. I don't really say it much, but I am a licensed minister. I am a certified life coach. I got all my credentials. I am a certified holistic life coach. So all of those things that, you know, I have, you know, incorporated into my life, into my practice that I'm building. And, you know, and I'm still going to be getting more certifications. I mean, because this is very important for people to understand and trust you with your credentials. And I think it's important. It's not always necessary, but it's necessary in the eyes of people when you're asking them to spend money for your services. Everyone wants to know that they're getting the person that takes all the necessary steps to educate themselves so they can best help you get past your circumstances and your situations in your life. So feel free to reach out to me at any time. Again, the number of Mia Happy Life Coaching is 734-288-7189. You can call us between the hours of 9 and 6 daily. If we're not answering the phone, please do leave a message and someone will return your call. We do offer coaching sessions worldwide. It doesn't matter where you are, because I've coached people in Atlanta, in Kentucky, in various places. So, and even in New York or Boston, you know, a couple of different areas abroad. So, I'm able, you know, we do that via conversation or via Skype or so, you know, whatever you feel comfortable with, but it's always a session where you have to definitely make sure that you are 100% focused on our coaching session and you're uninterrupted for whatever time. Our sessions usually last for an hour, so make sure that if you do want to determine if you need a life coach, call me and we'll do a consultation for you and get started with everything. But you must be in a position where you're able to be uninterrupted, or else we will not be able to do the session with you. All right, because it's not about the money for me, it's about, you know, changing people's lives.
and you know, and definitely my life, my making people happy, helping all push past you. That's what my goal is. I am the queen of happy because happiness is where you ought to be. Happiness is where you can dwell in each and every day. Happy is the place where you can live in, and even in the midst of a turbulence, you still come out strong. So with all that being said, I just want to thank you again for tuning in to Poetic Energy Network Station with me, Ms. Michelle Lee Alford, your life coach, and I am helping you push past you. So make sure you definitely connect with me, and I want to say peace, and I love you, and enjoy the rest of your evening. And until next time, we will now be doing the segments on Sunday instead of Thursday afternoon because so many people have messaged me saying that they, you know, they want to be able to tune in, but Thursday, you know, they're at work and they really want to be able to call in and talk to me and things of that nature. So we switched it back, you know, switched to Sunday. So we used to have morning inspirations and candid conversations on Sunday, and we used to have a lot of people that tuned in on that day. So what we did is we're now going to, you know, bring this segment to Sunday so that, you know, all of those that want to tune in and call in or things of that nature, you can do so. So I'm listening to you guys. I hear you, and I do understand. So definitely make sure you tell someone else about the show on Sundays, Sunday evenings. And then if you have a certain topic that you want to speak on, or want me to speak on or research on, join me on my fan page on Facebook, on Official Author Michelle, and we'll definitely, because my main page is, I got over 5,000 friends on that side, so I have a fan page that I have started, so you're able to connect with me on my fan page, and I'll be periodically posting things and posting menus and stuff for the weight loss and the 90-day challenge, and then I'll begin to, we'll also begin to post videos, so make sure you tune in to that page and like my page, and definitely connect with me there, and let's join in some candid conversations and some life conversations, and let's all be happy in our everyday lives. Love you, peace, and we're gonna take it out really smooth tonight, this evening. So I am going to play a little bit of, I'm going to play one of my favorite artists, Raheem Divine, with you, but, you know, it's something about music that really does it for me. But we're going to take it out, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you again for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station on this hour of Life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life Coaching.